You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
Principal Broadcasting, John Stevens here, and today my guests, yes, two guests, are Doctors Annie Savage and Megan Macher with the Bay Wellness Center. Girls, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi.
All right, I thought it'd be a good place to start this segment with just a brief description from you on what you girls are doing down there at the Bay Wellness Center.
We opened up Bay Wellness Center in February. It's a private naturopathic medical clinic, so we are trained as general practitioners. And we have a focus in sports medicine with pain management, women's health, and some medical aesthetics.
Wow, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and then we treat everything else in between as well. So we've got a pretty broad spectrum.
Now, what your ideal patient, who is like the ideal candidate walking through your door or the person that you see the most? Men, women?
I think we're split 50-50, to be totally honest. But our ideal patient is just anyone who is passionate about their own health and getting better. I mean, obviously, naturopathic medicine isn't that quick fix with a prescription. So it's got to, you have to have some sort of devotion and dedication on your side if that's the route you want to take.
This interests me a lot because I think that, at least in this day and age, so much emphasis, especially from where I'm at in the United States, so much emphasis is put on prescription pills. Is there a better way of handling some of these issues?
Well, it kind of depends what's going on, right? Like, there's always going to be a place for prescription pills.
Right.
But also a lot of room for the natural side of things with dietary changes, lifestyle changes, and everything in between. Yeah, now, we're really lucky because we have so many tools to treat so many different conditions. We don't just have to go for prescriptions.
Do you give out prescriptions at your Bay Wellness Center?
We can.
Right.
We have our prescriptive rate.
Okay.
It's just not, it's kind of a last step versus a first step. Most
right.
of the people we are trying to get off of their prescriptions or looking for a different way to do it. So with them coming to us with that, we kind of take that into account. But like I said, there's always going to be a place for prescriptions. So it kind of depends what they're coming in the door with and what they're looking to do and work toward.
When I think of pain management, painkillers isn't the first thing that comes to mind. I think, would you agree that maybe painkillers and stuff like that, I mean, that seems to be more for short-term pain. Like I just broke my arm and I'm in an excruciating amount of pain. I need something now. As opposed to I have a back issue. I'm going to have this the rest of my life. Is there any difference with that as far as the short-term pain and the long-term pain management?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you don't want to be on those guys for life. So that's kind of what Annie was saying, or Dr. Savage, with the fact that we have so many different tools in our tool belt. When patients come in with pain, we're looking at acupuncture, we're looking at cupping, we're looking at prolotherapy and PRP, and those are kind of the tools that we use and hope to not have them taking painkillers for life.
Now, while acupuncture is something that has been probably around well before any of us and probably be around well after. Cupping is something that I think is relatively new, at least to me. Could you just explain what cupping is and how it goes about helping the pain?
Yeah, so cupping has been around for a while as well. I think it just recently got popular because of Michael Phelps.
Yes.
But it has
yes.
been around for a while as well.
Right, okay.
It basically works kind of like a deep tissue massage. Yeah, it's a deep tissue massage in reverse is how I always explain it to patients. The cups we use have a vacuum suction, and there's different versions of it. You can do fire cups as well, and now there's new silicone cups. But what it does is it pulls the skin and the fascia apart, allowing the blood to get in between those layers. So you can really circulate the blood between that muscle, the muscle fibers, and then get the waste products out. You want to flush your system with a lot of water afterwards, just like you would with a deep tissue massage. The difference, though, as well, is that you get those nice circular purple bruises from the cupping for about a week to 10 days, which the bruises don't actually hurt. It's just all the blood coming to the surface.
Wow, so interesting. And, I mean, can this be used to treat anything pain-wise?
It's good for muscular pain. So, we usually use it in conjunction with, like, acupuncture, that kind of thing.
I'm reading here on my sheet. Now, while your clinic I guess, focuses on kind of a natural health way of doing things. You also provide stuff like blood tests. I mean, why don't you talk about some of the other services your clinic provides?
Okay. So we do food allergy testing as well. That's a blood test to test for food sensitivities using the immune globulins IgG and A versus the regular kind of Western medicine world does skin prick tests for that, and they're testing IgE, which is your anaphylactic reaction.
Uh-huh.
So that's testing a more serious allergy versus just a sensitivity, which you may have developed to something like eggs or almonds even. Other tests we do are hormone tests. So we can, these are saliva tests. We can test your baseline hormones for males and females, and then we can also do an adrenal stress test, and that's also a saliva hormone, saliva test.
Wow, okay, okay. How long have you girls been in the medical field?
Well, we graduated last year. It's around this time. So we've had 4 years of schooling before that. The last 2 years you're in the clinic, and then we've worked with mentors throughout the summers between each year, and then have been in private practice since February.
And now, what was it that inspired you to go down this path? I mean, I know a few friends who have gone down into the medical field, and I know it is very competitive and very difficult, and I'm curious as to know why you chose this.
It is difficult and it is competitive. You do have to be very passionate about it to kind of continue to push yourself forward. For myself personally, my whole family's in the medical field, so it was kind of always something I thought I would do. They're more in the traditional sense. Like my uncle is a radiologist and my dad's a dentist, so that was kind of what I originally thought I was going to do. So when I went into undergrad, I started doing my sciences to basically go that way as well. And then something along the road kind of turned me towards naturopathic medicine, and it just was the right fit. I was like, where has this been my whole life? It focused a lot on biochemistry, nutrition, everything I had been passionate about before. So I kind of got both sides of things I was interested in, plus the medical side, and just seemed like an amazing fit for me. So
where do you see the future of your business? Now, you guys have the location in Vancouver. Would you like to see an expansion of that in Canada? Or, I mean, dare I say, would you even like a location somewhere in the United States?
We both went to school in Arizona, so we kind of fell in love with that area. So, yeah, going down to the States would be awesome. Or just another clinic, you know, in Vancouver as well. We're both very obviously passionate about the field, and then are trying to get our feet on the ground with the whole business side of things. And we both definitely see ourselves growing, so that's definitely in the future plans.
Well, doctors, why don't I turn the floor over to you for the last minute? Why don't you just tell us where we can find you? Do you have a Facebook page, a website?
Yeah, our website is www.baywellnesscenter.com, and center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, because we are in Canada.
Right.
We also have Instagram and Facebook. It's their Instagram is Bay Wellness ND, and Facebook is just Bay Wellness. We also have Twitter, and that's also Bay Wellness ND.
Fantastic. Doctors Annie Savage and Megan Macher of the Bay Wellness Center in Vancouver, thank you so much for a fantastic show, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.